Hi, Corey.
Good morning, everybody. It is 10:06, and on behalf of Chairman Alvarado, as Vice Chair of Budget Appropriations, I call the Committee of Budget Appropriations to order. And I guess I also, at this time, call the Committee of Public Safety and Security to order. I believe we have a quorum, right, Debbie? We have a quorum? So the two committees are in session. Let me acknowledge the presence of Legislator Burroughs and Gordon. I know we have everybody. We express our, again, express our condolences.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you very much.
To you, and we went through a difficult time.
I appreciate everybody's sympathies and communications that people have expressed.
Glad you're able to make it back. Okay. First item for the joint meeting committees will be a...
Oh, no, you did it.
You caught me.
Chairman Jenkins has arrived.
Oh, yes, he did.
He's got the appropriate chair.
He caught me.
Let me see, where's my... the first item will be the budget's agenda, item 4419. It's an act authorizing Westchester County to enter into a regional partnership agreement with Dutchess and Putnam counties in order to receive funding from the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services under a FY10 Hazardous Materials Grant Program. And to explain all that to us, we are pleased to have our Commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services, Mr. Sutton. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity, and my condolences as well.
Thank you, Commissioner.
What you have before you here is a what's known as a focused grant from the state of New York, which is channeling Homeland Security money down. The idea is to create regional partnerships. We have a number of these. You may remember that we did one for animal rescue teams a short time ago. We also did one for a technical rescue. And now we're doing one for hazmat. This is actually our second for hazmat. This is a partnership with Putnam and Dutchess County to purchase and train on what's known as a hazmat ID machine, which basically takes an unknown powder and identifies it. It's extremely important for us to have that capability, and to have it as a regional kind of a resource as well. We will rotate the device and make sure that we have joint training and communications, and actually our objective eventually is to create a regional response team that includes personnel from each of the counties. Just as a background to it, shortly after September 11th, I think you remember, is when the anthrax scares started to hit, and we had a number of calls that actually in Westchester County exceeded 300 of unknown powdery substances that people reported, whether it was in mail or mailboxes or anything like that. Fortunately, none of them really represented any kind of a threat. Some of them were malicious in nature, and there were several prosecutions, but for the most part, they were all nothing. The machine is a phenomenal piece of equipment, because I can tell you, having seen it firsthand, that it takes a little while to warm it up, but once it's warmed up and ready to roll, it will identify a substance. And we had one that not only identified it as baking soda, but told us exactly who made the baking soda. So it's that important. And what it takes is a situation where a lot of people are very anxious, and makes it go away very quickly. So that, in a nutshell, is what you have in front of you. It's not a tremendous grant. I think it's the first block in an ongoing process here to build a regional response team.
Thank you. For the record, it is $117,000 approximately that Westchester County will administer. So, Commissioner, this is essentially buying a piece of equipment, having Westchester and the other two counties train on it. It's mobile. This equipment will be brought right out to the scene and able to take the unidentified chemicals or powder, whatever, and do that analysis
right on the site. Yes.
And how does that tie? I guess I don't want to spend too much time on this, but our current Because one of your major responsibilities on behalf of people of Westchester is to take care of us in biological, radiological, chemical kind of situations. The current capabilities. How does this fit in? How does this fit into that?
We currently have one of these machines. So we've had it for quite some time. But to create this regional cache, so to speak, and be able to give ourselves some redundancy, that's why we have it. It's good for powders. We also have a machine that we purchased and is housed in our health department, and it's a far more sophisticated device and even can work with some liquids. And then our third line of defense at the county is the bio lab, where we transport anything that we're not able to identify using these field processes. You should be confident that we have a very good safety net here and a very good way to identify unknowns and turn things around quickly.
So without opening up old issues, take an event, presumably our county police are on the scene first or prior to maybe someone from your department situation, they would identify the need, they would see powder or something unusual. But they then call your department?
The way it typically unfolds is a local jurisdiction, whether it'll be a police chief or a fire chief, mm-hmm. whoever has got the call, will call us. And we'll also notify the hazardous devices unit, the bomb squad, because you need to start from the realm of it could be anything and work your way down. So we want to make sure first and foremost that it's not some kind of an explosive device or have anything like that involved with it. So that's why we have a partnership with the Hazardous Materials, Hazardous Devices Unit from the Department of Public Safety. And then we work our way through. If it's something that someone's already opened and there's powder that's spilled out of it, we can handle that as well. I mean, I can tell you that it's a common practice. It still goes on. People will write a thread on a letter and send it out. I think maybe perhaps you saw one. There was just one last week in the lower part of the county. So and the way these things occur is as soon as there's one, then you get a rash of them because there's a lot of copycat kind of activity that goes on.
So this process is intended partly to strengthen our partnership, our relationships with the other counties.
Right.
All right. Members, Mr. Burton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If there are two substances that appear to be different, can you handle two of those in the field, or do you have to send the second one out?
We can cycle a machine.
You can cycle. So
yes. So we could go. We could if there were a number of different piles, if you will, of powder or whatever it may be, we can certainly guess. I mean, it's not the machine that goes through a cycle. You clean it, put it back. You know, take another sample, put it on there, and you're good to go.
And does every baking powder manufacturer put a marker in to tell you what?
I really can't tell you. I know that in home heating oil, diesel fuel, there's always a trace signature in them because that's learned over time that it's important to be able to look back to the source. I don't know that. I suspect that the manufacturer has taken the realm of possibilities and tried to at least incorporate the very popular brands. So. You know, they'll have the ability to put that in there. But it very quickly tells you, it classifies the agent. And even when it tells you it's not a definitive finding, it'll rule in and rule out certain substances. So it's a big help because we refer to that as the pucker factor. And, you know, so if you really got something that's ringing bells and whistles, then you really need to know that you got to stop and be far more careful. You got to really throw a wider net and maybe decon an area or shut it down until you have a definitive response from labs and research as to what exactly it did turn out to be. So it makes, as I said before, it makes something where you get a lot of very anxious people, it makes it go away very quickly if you can say, don't worry about it, baking powder, whatever it may be.
So. Thank you. Anything?
Thank you, Mr. Burton. Anybody, any other members?
Bill? The committee's seen over the years, I mean, Westchester County has had a leadership role in this for pretty close to 12, 14 years, I guess. And the Department of Emergency Services
going back at least 12, 13 years to its creation. It has had the very important and unique job to be the coordinator of mutual aid in this county. Tony Sutton from the very beginning has been part of a team that has coordinated the mutual aid responses to fires and emergency medical situations, hazardous materials responses, has been vigilant with respect to our responsibilities concerning chemical, biological, radiological, weapons of mass destruction. These are our responsibilities as the coordinator of mutual aid for these types of events. We also have come to be the government in the Hudson Valley that provides the, at times expensive, but the very important centralized services to communities. And in our system of reciprocal assistance, we provide help without question, knowing that we were involved in a greater system where the same is returned to us in, if we should need the help of our neighbors. So this obviously is something that's been very important. In the time we've looked at shared services involving Tony's operation, Commissioner's operation, we've come to see the types of things that they are able to do with respect to this particular function. This now constructs a partnership that's invaluable to the counties that will be part of it, and also puts us in a much stronger position to handle this part of our function. So it's another good step for a department that has proved its worth for well over a decade. And Tony bringing this here just shows the type of leadership that the department has. And obviously that goes back to a point when they really assumed their role in the lower Hudson Valley on 9/11, when they coordinated much of what was done north of the city to handle or to help with that situation.
Mr. Harkin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So move for both committees. Oh, okay. No, I can't. So move for budget.
Second.
And for public safety?
Oh, I can move. Yeah.
You can. Yeah. Sure.
Oh, you can. I saw Bill up there and singing parts.
All right, so moved and seconded. And let me just also, again, add, as Chair of Public Safety, again, once again, to take the opportunity to thank Commissioner Sutton for all the work he and his department does every day, keeping an eye on the safety of people in Westchester County. Appreciate that.
Mr. Chairman, I also just wanted to comment again for both you and the Chairman of Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation. Certainly, they had their demonstration again, the West demonstration, with all the vehicles and the availability from the regional DPW, emergency services, and public safety, coordinating with all the municipalities, showing the capabilities and how they can work together. And want to commend the commissioner for continuing that outstanding piece of work, because as Chairman Ryan just said, that is certainly what they've been doing for a very long time, and it's just outstanding work and continued great work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, with that, all in favor of both committees?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So for both committees, it's passed. Members of public safety, stay around to sign this, but I believe there's no other business to come before Committee of Public Safety and Security, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Ryan, second by Mr. Burton. All in favor?
All right.
Thank you.
Committee of Public Safety and Security stands adjourned. Thank you, Commissioner.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. We're meeting this morning for the purpose of considering jointly with the Budget and Appropriations Committee the items that are listed immediately under number one on your agenda, items for discussion. I'm referring to items now listed on both the budget agenda as well as the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee agenda release for this morning. First item up is a proposed act that deals with bus stop enhancements, and it's an act that would amend the county capital budget appropriation for a project so labeled in the 2011 capital budget. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
For the record, if you could state your name.
Patty Shemka, Public Works and Transportation.
It's still a transportation. We have this item before us, and if you would take us through what are we looking to do with this particular act dealing with the capital budget amendment?
Well, the budget amendment actually will reflect additional federal and state aid that has come to the county through both the ARRA grant that we received, as well as additional state aid which came to us. So it'll be modifying the county share, reducing the county share of the dollars that will be spent on the project.
By $500,000?
By $500,000.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Any questions for Patty and Rich?
Questions like bike racks. I mean, you have criteria to go through analyzing each stop as to how you go about making this determination.
We have a guideline called bus stop guidelines for Westchester County, and it literally has a check-off sheet. If a bus stop serves X amount of passengers, you do this. If it serves more passengers, you do this. The more passengers it serves, the greater the enhancement.
See, the project several years ago, I recall, the bus stops were going to have, with the help of, I guess, GPS technology, the buses, one was going to be able to tell when the bus was coming. Where are we with that project?
That's the vehicle location.
It's the automatic vehicle location system. As we speak, they're being installed on board the buses. That will be complete by the end of this year, probably. It may be complete by the end of the summer. So our dispatchers and our supervisors and managers will know where buses are. We'll also know whether they're on time, off schedule, and be able to take remedial action to get them corrected.
But in terms of getting that information to the bus stops, each individual
bus
stop,
for a new project.
That's for a new project. But you don't feel that this money can or should go towards that project?
No, that's an electronic project. Okay. Project. This is concrete.
Our money. So generating any jobs in Westchester? Because some of this work could be. Westchester focus. It's spending money on.
Typically, it's been through the Department of Public Works and Transportation. They are usually add-ons to road projects.
I see.
We've done that in the past. We'll continue to do that.
Okay, members of budget or public works, anybody? Mr. Williams.
Yes, in connection with the various stops, do you keep records that we can look at to let us know your decision process in terms of the number of riders?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. And they're available. Do you have that in a reviewable form that you can email, or
there's an electronic
is it on the website?
It's not off the website. It's from the intranet.
We
can send you the link if you'd like.
If you can send me the link, sure. I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Anything else for budget?
Mr. Chairman, only other thing that, and it has nothing to do with this directly, but indirectly, I know that that we do have discussions for Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation regarding the bus racks and the scenario that we talked about before, and I see that is a portion of this particular grant, improvement and enhancements, and I know that it'll come up at a different time, but just wanted to mention again that we're still concerned about that particular issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, once again, that's about
the bus
bike track.
Right, we had a trial that was set up, and that was stopped kind of in midstream, but that's...
All right, there are two pieces of equipment. So once again, bike racks to be attached to buses, people with bicycles, I guess the capacity of the rack, two or three bikes per rack. And the idea was to make these available on certain buses in for a test exercise with the thought of... making them available on many more of our buses. That's still an open item that we're still looking at.
Thank you, Mr.
Just one other question. Just for the record, because the way the transmittal and the committee report reflects, are you going to do a comprehensive bus stop program in which each stop will be assessed for improvements, including accessibility? But can you explain, without this grant, this fund, this new grant, I would assume that the department over some period of time has done a review, whether it's for accessibility or lighting or whatever, and so that not a whole lot of money you need to go towards a review as opposed to putting it into the need for
new concrete pads and new lighting, but can you explain? I mean, I'm just a little concerned that this money's going to be used to do the review that you should have ongoing anyway.
That's exactly what this money is. This money is for actual
implementation.
It's not for a planning.
So you know the accessibility issues at your bus stops, I would hope.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just for the record, I'll
yes.
you. Okay, so this is the implementation.
This concrete and benches, and this is actual improvement.
That's a good question. A good example, that was the committee's recently handled the proposed project on North Street that dealt with some of the incidentals, which was...
North Street is on the list. We've identified the stops to be improved and access to them. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Budget and Public Works, Transportation, anybody? Going once, going twice, okay. At this point, entertain a motion for both committees.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor for both committees?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, this item then is reported to the full board.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob. Good. Thank you. All right, we have a resolution. It's a sewer district modification adding a parcel of property to the Peekskill Sanitary Sewer District.
Good morning.
Tom, how are you?
Good morning.
Very good. And gentlemen, once again for the record.
Tom Lauro, Commissioner, Environmental Facilities.
Marion Pompa, Associate Engineer.
My condolences as well.
Thank you very much.
All right, we have a few of these. Let's see, item 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I guess right through 7 are all involving DEF, is that right?
Well, number 7 I have is Playland. That's not me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, it's 7.
No, 7.
It's budget. It's on the budget agenda, Mr. Chairman. Right. Yeah, you are correct. It is up to item 7 on the budget.
Okay.
All right.
But if we
He's on the public works agenda.
I'm on the public works.
Right.
Very good. Okay.
I have a question.
All right, here we go. So we have... on the agenda in front of you, Tom, we have item 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, all right. Okay, so why don't we just take these in order?
Okay, well, the first one, 2 and 3, would be a resolution for a public hearing. This is to add one parcel from Yorktown to the Peekskill Sanitary Sewer District. The treatment plant and the county facilities have the capacity to handle this 400 gallons per day, and it would actually lower the sewer rates in that district very, very minimal.
Yeah. Number 3 then is the accompanying act, the actual act itself.
Right.